Now let's look at an example of coaching with a second question, when am I? Tina's 2 years into a messy divorce and now starting a management consulting business. She feels free for the first time in 25 years. Her husband had an affair with a younger woman, left her for that woman. In the 25 years, they had 3 kids. He became quite wealthy as a hedge fund broker. She'd always been in this business, but worked for a large company. Now she wants to do her own consulting business. Her husband was an excessive drinker, womanizer, and workaholic, a charismatic man whom everyone loved. The betrayal was devastating. They went to marriage counseling while he was having the affair. She's done therapy and wants to achieve more than self-understanding. She wants results. She's had another short-term relationship with a similar man, but cut it off after 6 months when signs of the new man's behaviors that were completely unseen and unnoticed by her in the beginning took on an eerie familiarity. Prior to her husband, in college, she dated 2 young men with similar tendencies, although none of the men were alike in looks, ethnicity, or professions. She's come to you for coaching. She does not want to keep repeating the past. She's about to make a commitment to a business partner, and she wants to meet her soulmate. You get a sense of her in your initial assessment as you get her to give you a brief chronology of personal relationships, starting with her parents, siblings, and first love connection. You find out her parents were loving, conservative, religious people, working class. Her mother was a child of an abusive, alcoholic father. Her father was very hardworking and yet never seemed to get ahead. She claimed they were a loving, happy family. But you also discover that when she was 12, she was molested by her uncle, something everyone covered up and never spoke about. No one was ever to speak about it. She has had a problem with trust her whole life and expects to do it all herself. She has a brother who is constantly in trouble and was always the center of attention. She became professionally successful, but not so in her personal life. Why not? She comes to you clearly happy about most of her life, but depressed about her personal prospects. She's intelligent, attractive, well-off, and a youthful appearance for her age at 52. Usually in a first coaching session, you're getting to know some of the main threads in your client's story. You've paid attention to the always and repetitive patterns. You've discerned that she will likely look for ways to distrust others or seek a reinforcement for her worldview that people can't be trusted, there are no good men, and most of them fool around. You want to help her reach her outcome, to find her soulmate, and to have a harmonious, productive relationship with her new business partner. What are the landmines here? What do you do to keep her out of her story? Tina has issues that, as a coach, in order to be effective, you might choose to steer her away from them. You're going to use Envision to help her and you get focus. You begin with, where am I? You ask her to describe the common feelings she has about all her past relationships. The feelings are angry, empty, disappointed, lonely, and wanting. You go through the steps. She sees a barren landscape surrounded by trees that appear to have burnt in a fire. She summons a ladybug to help her leave. She does not want to leave yet. She feels there is something she needs to find in the fire. Following her lead, you ask her to tell the ladybug to wait. You question, what is she searching for? You suggest she finds a piece of jewelry. She finds a tiny hope chest on a string. Now she can leave. Instead of taking her to a sanctuary, you ask her to visit a place that represents her future relationship. If it were a place she would be, what would that place look like? She goes there yet is surprised that she is in a dark place like a cave, no light and suffocating. Note, this is very important information. You ask, in the cave, when are you? What experience in your life does this place remind you of? She begins to tell you about what happened when she told her mother about the molestation. Here is where you acknowledge the integrity of the story, but steer away from the details and stick to the feelings and general questions like, how did you feel? How do you feel now? How would you like to feel? You gently stop her and say, would you like to go somewhere else? She says yes. You then take her to a sanctuary. What did you learn about Tina? Well, she has an expectation of her future that is represented in the cave and the accompanying feelings. This is what she's subconsciously projecting on her potential relationships. How do you help her move out of that? You create a way for her to practice another place based on the emotions she would like to feel in a relationship rather than what she expects to feel, which, by the way, surprised her. Tina is a representation of many clients I've worked with, and many you've worked with too, I'm sure. In my own life, I had to surrender to the fact I expected to meet a partner who would be unfaithful and eventually abandon me. When someone has a recurrent theme like this, like Tina, who by the way is a real client, and like myself, it's an avoidance of intimacy. You won't be successful coaching this person unless you coach them to find the same kind of man, and this is not the goal. I met my husband not by denying my past, but rather loving the parts of me that chose from my old pattern. And by the way, we'll talk about that in lesson four. Recognizing the recurring feeling atmosphere and spending time considering how I would want to feel and what was best for me. I spent a year rehearsing the way I would want to feel in a relationship and actually became the woman who expected those things because I had made them my reality by daily mindful attention. I made them my now by assuming that I was worthy. It was intimacy I was after, and that no matter what, I'd be okay. I knew that if the man felt too familiar, that was not a good sign. And so, lo and behold, after saying no to six guys, I met Mark. So, back to Tina. Tina needed to know what she wanted to experience in the future and make it her reality. She was more comfortable knowing what she knew than making herself vulnerable to real intimacy. Well, that turned the light bulb on. There is no way that was acceptable. And that's when the change began to take place. The men she would have thought were weak, because they were gentle and respectful, began to be very attractive to her now. And very quickly, we went through her list of whens, and we did an exercise called the rescue mission that will be your first home play exercise. She eventually met and is now engaged to a lovely man who adores her. So what have you learned from this client? In the next segment, we will go over the full recap of the lesson 3.